Hey everyone, welcome to All Things Psychic, a podcast with two psychic mediums,
Angelina
and Julie. We are here to answer your questions and share our experiences with All Things Psychic. If you have questions, you can send them to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram at All Things Psychic Official.
Let's start the show.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Hi, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another episode of All Things Psychic. Today we're doing a little mini-sode. I thought it'd be fun to... So Angelina's at 12% on her phone. So
I don't know how that happened.
We're just going to record until we run out of time.
I was not on TikTok for 5 hours today.
Research.
Yeah.
Today we pulled some cards for the collective. To kind of see what it was looking like from now until the end of the year.
Yeah, now till the end of the year.
And
The cool thing is we pulled cards and we got like the same message.
Yes.
And it's really crazy. And then it made us think a little harder, like, oh my gosh, maybe this isn't like the absolute most positive message. But we do want to share with you and, anyway,
yeah, I think the value of this message is, well, we're going to just be authentic.
Yeah.
And I was telling Angel, I didn't want to share the message because it wasn't, you know, a pretty package with a shiny bow on it.
Yeah.
And Angelina was like, you know what? Let's just do it. Not every single... I try to say that there's no bad cards in tarot, but and they're not. I still believe that. And the message that we received for the collective from now to the end of the year, it was dark. It was a darker message.
It's a little bit darker, but then also I feel like it might help people to know this message that we have.
Yeah.
So that's what we concluded. Like, well, let's deliver it the best way we can. So.
Okay. So you're going to sing it? Do you want to just sing the message?
I'll just sing it.
And I'm going to rap mine. I'm just going to do it.
No. Okay. So it's just really, it's just easy, but well, I don't know.
Okay. You
why
go
I said
first.
Easy. Okay. So, the message I'm getting is, that everyone needs to do self-care and focus on themselves because it just looks like, you know, just remember that you can't reach out to anyone else if you're not helping yourself. So if you see things getting a little chaotic around yourself, just go back into yourself, make sure you're okay so that then you can be helpful to others. The other thing I'm seeing, and this is just now to the end of the year, is kind of hang on to your money. Don't go spending it. You might need to just hold it close to your chest. And then the third thing is that I just see something kind of really chaotic happening at the end of the year.
Globally,
yes. Like it's something that that people, it just ends up hurting everyone's feelings really bad. Like it's kind of a setback for everyone in their heart. So I'll just leave that there. And then you go, Julie.
Okay. Cause I want to, and then I'm going to come back. Cause then we also pulled follow-up cards. Like, is this really right? And then we both pulled follow-up cards and that has the same message also. So that,
yeah, so I'll wait till you get
okay
there.
So I got the same one about just sit with your money, be mindful of overspending in the holidays, keep it simple, and there's no need to overspend. The second one was about needless worrying, something that will be transpiring is going to cause a lot of worry and angst for a lot of people. And it's going to be natural to worry, and just knowing that that's a part of it. That's where also self-care comes in. Really knowing that you can take care of yourself, that you are safe, all your practices. And then the last one that I got was about what, possibly walking away from something stable. Like we thought that we were on stable ground with something, but maybe we need to walk away from that belief system, from that feeling that we are, that we're safe and stable. It's like something is revealed. The other, so I pulled some, and I think the part of why I wasn't sure about sharing all of this is because I can't see it clearly.
I can't see it clearly either, but it looks like
I
we
mean,
talked about
it's
earlier, or
like
like a
imminent,
polarization again,
yes, a polar. So I
or
saw,
something.
I pulled two other, well, I pulled three other cards, like, help me out here. And the message I received was that two leaders of two different, there's conflict that affects everybody between two leaders, in just two different countries. The other part, and one has to do, I think they both have to do with power and feeling that they're right. And then another supportive card that I pulled, the Temperance, is, about stay in moderation. If other people are assing out around you, if they're freaking out, just
That's my new word.
stay in moderation. Be mindful of, steering the middle path. Moderation is going to be key. Wow. Angelina is assing out in this moment right now, just in case. Are you serious? Okay. So moderation is going to be key in many areas, including spending, imbibing, all of how much you're giving away emotionally. Try to stay very balanced from now until the end of the year, and your reactions will be less severe.
Yes, I
Okay,
agree.
I
That was
got that.
very well delivered.
Shoot, right at the end, it came in loud and clear. That's the message. If you can stay in moderation, oh, okay, so I'm just gonna say it one more time. No, it's when you're, when our pendulum swings so far from one mood to another mood, we're watching way too much news, and then we're angry and we're fearful, and then it's like, oh, it's either that or walk barefoot in the woods for 3 days. It's like, no, we can find a middle ground. Be mindful of how much media and social media.
I got that too about the news.
Okay,
Like
that.
it's gonna be dominating the news, so just be careful with yourself about that. Like, don't overindulge.
Okay.
And then I also wanted to say, I was
Take
just gonna say,
breaks.
yeah.
Okay.
So I pulled two extra cards to find out like what the location was or what the real issue was too. And I got two cards that indicate to me like it's a difference between two like leaders with different belief systems. So one sees themselves as having the right outlook, and the other one, like in their eyes, the other leader looks like is they're just they have the wrong idea and the wrong belief system. So that's where the conflict lies. So that resonated with me and Julie, like what she got to.
Yeah, that was that was really interesting.
Yeah.
The last piece that I wanted to say about the importance of self-care and the importance of staying in moderation is rest. Yes. Rest is revolutionary.
Yeah.
And
make yourself do it.
That's right. Take a, you know, rest from the news, rest your eyes, rest, you know.
Rest after you eat.
Okay. Did you just want to go through puberty right here?
No, seriously, like, don't eat and start running around. I've been consciously doing this, like,
okay,
eating and then just taking a break, and it's very rejuvenating.
Okay.
So I just want to put that out there.
Well, I'm glad you're finding some benefits from that. No stomach cramps.
You're don't not drowning. Swim after. Oh my god.
Oh, I like that. I like that you are like intentionally, like what is the difference when we just do something and when we do something with intention?
Exactly. That's what I'm really trying to say, because you know, you can, oh my god, I lost it. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay, no, I know what I was going to say. Okay.
Oh my god. Okay, so, really, just doom is imminent.
So, I grew up in an Italian family.
Yeah.
And we were always told that for digestion, you know, you can't talk about anything that's stressful at the table at all. Like, you have to sit there and share good conversation and be calm because it aids your digestion.
Oh.
And then the other thing that we did is we always sat at the table for hours. Like, you eat dinner and then you just sit around and peel a pear and share it, you know, and everybody still talks. But it's the connecting that in the, and like it aids in your digestion and your well-being. So that's maybe what I'm trying to deliver. So let's clock a lot of hours at the table.
I like that. That's really beautiful. You know, and the connection piece.
Yeah, the connecting
is what helps with, I would imagine, helps with digestion.
Yeah, and resonating and like feeling everyone's energy, stress. And the love going between everyone, sharing the love. I mean, it just makes so much sense now.
I know.
But I'm older. Back then it was just like fun. But you know how excited you get around people you love.
Right.
And you feel uplifted and
One piece I try to be mindful of is my ego. And I do a lot of reading about the ego and try to find, you know, different lenses,
mm-hmm,
and different belief systems about the ego and the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I read recently was the ego is a disconnector.
Mm.
It is not connected to anything and does not trust connection. The ego is suspicious of every connection.
Oh my gosh.
Because then it can't, you know, yeah, it's like then it has to share the spotlight.
Yeah, exactly. That's, yeah, everybody just put your ego out of the way. We need to connect. Like, yeah, so we can't be living in that space anymore. We just can't. We need to love everyone and care about everyone.
Well, we're gonna have more time to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this next month. So
yeah, so we don't exactly know what's going on, but that's what we're putting out there.
All right, just take care of each other.
Take Julie's advice and don't ask out.
Oh my goodness. I can't wait to teach Angelina a new word at our next podcast.
Oh my God. I'm gonna say it all week.
All right.
All right. Take care, everyone.
And take care of everyone.
Yes.
Bye.